Good afternoon. We continue to track high pressure off the eastern seaboard and clouds rolling in from the south and west. They'll continue to lower and thicken today, eventually leading to scattered rain showers. A storm system lifting out of the Mississippi and Tennessee valleys will take a track to our south and off the mid-Atlantic coast during the remainder of the day. On this track, showers will move through the region into the evening hours. Temperatures will struggle with the thicker cloud cover and showers, and most places will stay in the upper 40s or lower 50s for afternoon highs. Some wet weather is likely overnight tonight as well, with scattered showers left over from this system as it departs. Because of the extensive clouds overnight, temperatures will only drop back into the 40s. A warm front will approach during the day tomorrow in advance of another storm that will pivot through the Great Lakes and into southern Canada. Skies will be mostly cloudy, and there is the chance of a few showers with this warm front, but the temperature will be the bigger story as it passes, and increasing south wind will push it up into the lower 60s. In fact, it will be mild into the night tomorrow night, and during the day Friday will make it up into the mid-60s, though a cold front will slide our way and produce more scattered showers, followed by a cool down, which will occur Friday night, and we'll feel the difference opening up the weekend. On Saturday, despite dry weather, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds and highs back down into the lower 50s. Another disturbance will work its way in our direction on Sunday, with a chance of showers in the mid-50s before we bounce it back to the 60s on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, rain and thunderstorms are likely over portions of the southern plains and central Gulf Coast as a front moves over the area. Pockets of higher rainfall rates along this boundary over eastern Texas and Louisiana may increase the risk for flash flooding. Low pressure associated with this system will lift to the northeast through the Great Lakes region and into southern Canada. While the precipitation over much of the Midwest and upper Mississippi Valley will fall as rain, it is forecast to switch over to snow for the Arrowhead of Minnesota and northern Wisconsin. Winter weather advisories are in effect. Out west, a strong upper-level system dropping down along the western Canadian coast will bring a return to precipitation to much of the Pacific Northwest starting this afternoon. Heavy snow is likely in the mountains, particularly the Washington Cascades, with amounts near or exceeding a foot over the next several days. Winter storm warnings have been issued for the northern Rockies. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 2 below zero at Edgemont, South Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds, upper 50s, Boston increasing clouds in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and highs in the mid-40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 54 degrees, the average low, 35, the record high, 78, set in 1950, and the record low, 22, in 1964. Sunrise this morning at 7:29 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:47 p.m., 10 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds with a shower possible by the end of the day and highs in the upper 40s. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds with showers possible by late afternoon today and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds with showers likely by late afternoon today and highs in the upper 40s. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight, also areas of fog in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds with showers possible by late afternoon today and highs in the lower 50s. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds with showers likely by late afternoon today and highs right around 50. cloudy with scattered showers tonight. Also, areas of fog with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, milder, scattered showers, lower 60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers on Friday in the mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds in the mid-50s on Saturday. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers Sunday in the mid-50s. 60s again on Monday, near 50 on Tuesday with scattered showers. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.